This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ad blitz to counter CAFO ban, Farm Bill cost estimate due, and options to Farm Bill extension. Cattle Council launches ad blitz across California. The California Cattle Council launched a media campaign yesterday to promote cattle ranches and dairy farms and their economic, environmental, and sustainability benefits. The 30-second TV and radio spots will run in key regions for state lawmakers, such as Sacramento and in cities of the interface of urban-rural conflicts, such as Monterey, Santa Barbara, and the Bay Area. Some of the ads highlight Sonoma County dairies with messaging countering that of animal rights groups seeking to ban confined feeding operations. The ads tout the benefits of locally sourced foods, land stewardship, and generating jobs. The backstory? Well, the legislature established the council in 2019 through SB 965 to defend and promote cattle production. The bill enabled the council to assess a dollar fee on cattle sales to finance the campaigns. The first promotions dropped in 2023, focusing on the benefits of prescribed grazing to mitigate wildfires. USDA unveils water conservation program for Western farmers. The Agriculture Department is launching a $400 million effort with 18 irrigation districts to pay Western farmers to cut back on water use so long as they promise to keep farming. The funding announced by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday expected to conserve up to 50,000 acre feet of water across 250,000 acres of irrigated farmland, the USDA said in a release. Each district will receive up to $15 million to help farmers improve their irrigation systems, try new crops, or make the switch to less water-intensive management practices. To enroll, farmers and irrigation districts must commit to continuing to farm. We also want to scale up the tools available to keep farmers farming while also voluntarily conserving water and expanding markets for water-saving commodities, Vilsack said in the release. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Family Farm Alliance welcomes USDA Western Water funding. The Family Farm Alliance, which represents irrigators across the West, it's applauding the USDA's announcement of a new program offering irrigation districts funding to pay producers to cut back on water use. Over half the irrigation districts selected to receive funding belong to the Family Farm Alliance. The funding can be used to pay farmers for irrigation system improvements, crop switches, or other water-reducing actions. Irrigation districts are governed by the farmers and ranchers they serve, said Dan Keppen, the group's executive director. Putting those districts in the driver's seat to work with USDA will in turn allow the districts to work with their producers to determine the best specific strategies for water conservation. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm bill cost estimate expected today. The Congressional Budget Office expected today to issue its full cost estimate for the farm bill approved by the House Ag Committee back in May. The CBO score is expected to show that the bill is not fully paid for. That according to a source familiar with the agency's work. CBO won't give House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson the savings estimate he wants for suspending USDA Section 5 spending authority through the Commodity Credit Corporation. That would leave the option of getting Budget Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas to direct the CBO to give the score the committee needs. Is there an option to a farm bill extension? Congress now is in recess until the second week of September. Only 3 weeks of legislative action scheduled until after the November 5th election. So time is fast running out to get a farm bill done. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow is not ready to say whether another extension of the 18 farm bill will be needed. There's still a lot of work left to do to get a farm bill passed, she told AgriPulse ahead of the recess. She insisted she's still trying to get a bill done, but that's been a disappointingly slow process. Now take note, leaders of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives say an extension is becoming an unpalatable option for producers as commodity prices continue to decline. At the group's Washington conference yesterday, there was discussion about the possibility of some kind of bridge or supplemental funding to provide income support for growers until a full farm bill can be passed. NCFC President and CEO Chuck Connor told members of the group that they need to strategize on what could be passed during a lame duck session. Enacting a comprehensive farm bill this year is a very, very heavy lift, and quickly becoming not even a credible message at this point. Smith says Republican Congress can pass TPA. Speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week, House Ways and Means Committee member Adrian Smith says he believes a Republican Congress would vote to revive the president's trade promotion authority. Republicans hope to win control of the Senate in November, as well as maintain their hold on the House. Renewing the lapsed TPA or fast-track negotiating authority would allow the president to pursue trade agreements without amendments from Congress and is considered essential to getting new deals done. Smith also says renewing the miscellaneous tariff bill and the general system of preferences would provide valuable tools to solidify our supply chains. Now, Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Tax bill? We'll have to wait. The House-passed tax bill remained stalled in the Senate after all but three Republicans voted against taking up the legislation yesterday. Only 48 senators voted to consider the bill. That's short of the 60 needed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, however, has the right to bring the bill up again before the end of the year because he switched his vote to no. Why that matters? Well, in addition to expanding the child tax credit, the bill would restore full bonus depreciation and expand the Section 179 expensing allowance. Well, here's today's He Said It. Thanks for the Policy Wonks Candy Store. That Bob Gore, senior advisor to the Guaco Group representing several local water districts. At a fees stakeholder meeting yesterday, he applauded the release of new details on how the State Water Board spends revenue generated from waste discharge fees. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, August 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.